It's the KSL Movie Show.
It's a lot of nonsense.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Doug Wright.
Fame went to my head. It's very intoxicating.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Oh, a new open. That's pretty cool.
Just in time.
Just in time for what? My departure? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I have something planned for your departure, sir.
Oh, I'll bet you do. Is it 6 feet deep?
No, I'm only going three.
Oh, you're only going three and it's out on the desert.
Leave your little tiny feet up.
Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, well, it's the movie show. And you know it's going to be, well, you know, should we start the movie show the way we're supposed to?
Never.
When have we ever done that? Nah, since it's sponsored and since it's Scott Call.
Oh, look at you now playing by the rules.
I think
this ought to be adorable.
I think we really ought to do the movie show preview as format prescribes.
Wow.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
The movie show special feature.
Okay. You know it's really going to be a good movie week when the big movie review of the week is going to be Book Club. Chapter.
Make it sound like a horror film.
It is.
Perhaps it,
it is. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is
all
like
those people who love those women.
Yeah, this is like when you were younger, watching your grandma, your great aunt, you know, your elderly cousin over here and everything, just basically use lewd, foul, you know, innuendo, you know, type. And you know how uncomfortable that is when you kind of watch a grandma say something that's off color?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and yet I think
When they drag Mother Teresa into it?
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah. And I won't even describe how she got into the conversation because that makes it even worse. Were you just getting ready to justify this movie?
Well, I was Stephen? Just going to say that I have so much respect for the four women that were in this movie.
Back when they actually were acting? And
that I actually felt like we were interrupting their vacation.
I know.
That they were just having a good time, and we got in the way.
I didn't think they were having a good time.
Who wasn't having a good time?
Everybody. Certainly in the audience.
Well, I'm talking about the ladies.
Oh, the ladies on
the screen.
On the air. Yeah. Okay. Book Club, the next chapter.
And is Jane Fonda Dorian Gray? I mean, come on. She's 85.
No, she's turning into a parody. They're even joking about that in the movie. You know, like, yeah, you've had some work done. Yeah, as a matter of fact, they're all unionizing. There are so many who work on me. Her mouth now is looking a little, oh, wow.
And dude, you know, you look at 85.
So what? Look like you're 85.
I looked up their ages.
Just don't try to look like you're 23 and turn into the weird woman.
85. Candice Bergen is 77.
Right.
Diane Keaton is 77.
Right.
Steenburgen is the youngest. It's 69.
I know. And, you know, the other three look somewhat, you know,
I got a kick out of Candace kept calling her Slim.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Slim. Oh, yeah. Are you sure about this, Slim?
Okay. Well, we don't need to review that anymore. Okay. And by the way, if you're there, remember last time they tied it into 50 Shades, which kind of made it funny.
Yeah.
But there's one tie-in now to a book that they loosely refer to three or four times throughout the movie. But this is...
I actually did a tally.
You did a tally?
The number of times they mentioned, not just drinking, but mentioned drinking,
yeah.
18 times.
Uh-huh.
The number of times they actually even referenced a book,
yeah.
Five times.
Five times, yeah, exactly. So anyway, the book club, the
it's
next chapter.
It's called the Wine Club.
My wife, who is and I'm a huge fan of all of these women, too.
Sure. And even the guys.
And the guys are great, too. This is such a poor platform on which they are performing or trying to perform.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. But even my wife, who is the member of a book club, you know, didn't love the first movie, but liked it,
yeah.
You know, and was looking forward to this one, just goes, if they make a book club three, I ain't seeing it. She didn't quite put it that way. But close.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear you.
Next, we're going to see The Mother. And this movie ought to be, it's misnamed. It ought to be The Tough Mother.
I knew you were going to say, she's not a mother. She's a mother. mother.
She's a tough mother. We're going to be talking about that. And still, a Michael J. Fox movie, but both Dee and I really wanted to see that, but didn't have the chance this week. So
It's so good. It's
Crater,
the best movie of the week.
Crater, is that?
Crater is a little Disney Plus movie about kids living on the moon.
Living on the moon?
Yeah, there's a colony there. Okay. I don't know if you knew that.
And then streaming, City of Fire and Black Knight and all kinds of stuff.
There is tons out this week.
Loads of
Hypnotic
stuff.
Hypnotic. We have dueling couple. Ben Affleck's in a movie.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lopez in a movie. Which one do you think was better?
I'm going to let you tell me because you are the critic.
Well, I've heard that's true, but
what big pause there.
I didn't know how to respond to that. Week.
Yeah, I know.
That actually sounded nice. Are you sure?
Oh, I'll get over that real quick.
Okay.
Okay, also coming up, we've got our movie news. We've got special guests. The commish herself is going to, you know, in about an hour from now. Well, no, a little before that. She's going to grace us by walking through the door.
Yeah, that'd be
fun. She will be sitting down, and she will be communing with those of us on the movie show.
And she'll only tell us about a third of what
she
knows.
I know. And we'll be trying to weasel out every little, you know, morsel of information on what's happening in the state of Utah.
Because all this Kevin Costner stuff, come on. It's getting crazy.
It is getting crazy.
And if he's trying to fix his marriage, how does that affect Horizon?
I don't know.
He can't come running to Utah and start making a movie if he's going to. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Be patching things up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's like.
And then we have, you know, quite a grundle of money that has been spread out.
Yeah, that's
cool. We're going to talk about the five new
projects.
Projects. Yeah. Five new adventures that are going to be funded here in the state of Utah.
Okay.
And 90%+ of that money all stays in rural Utah. So the commish. We'll also be talking some streaming news. And what else have we got? Movie show top 10. Huh? That's coming up. Sponsored by Call Climate Services.
And what game show are you going to pull
today? Oh, hey, it's Mother's Day, right?
Well, Sunday, yes.
So, well, thank you for that correction. I always like to celebrate on Friday myself. But I'll tell you what, we're going to go with great lines from movies either about or with or something uttered by mothers.
Uh-oh. You're going obscure then.
That's coming up.
You want to get a bunch of losers today.
Yeah, we do. We're going to have a bunch of
losers.
You
will have. Probably.
But I do have an idiot-proof question. If the person, you know, at the very end, if we haven't had a wiener, I mean, you know, we cannot have not have a wiener. So I've made an idiot-proof question. So, you know, somebody will win.
So one of the five?
No, it's a bonus question. We have five.
Oh,
and then
real?
A bonus question.
Yeah, okay. Five losers and then finally a giveaway.
Well,
got
you're
it.
Awfully pessimistic.
Well, I just am trying to think.
Should I give you the quiz?
Sure.
No, I was going to do Al Jolson and Mammy, but I thought, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, let's go away from the black
Steve would go, what?
Yeah, that would
be dumb. What? But that was the first talking
there
movie.
There better be some color movies in this project. There isn't, is there? Not
of
one.
Of course, no. I think almost all of them.
Huh.
I'll have to revisit my list.
Is Mommy Dearest in there?
No, I didn't want to get the wire coat hanger thing involved, although that would give Michael Reagan great pleasure.
I saw a Joan Crawford movie last night.
Did you?
Queen Bee.
Wow. Queen Bee. Yeah, not the Queen Bees.
No, just Queen Bee.
Queen Bee. All right. Okay.
Didn't go well for her at all.
She had a lot of movies where it didn't go well for her,
yeah.
In case you didn't notice. Let's take a brief break. We'll be right back with more of the movie show and kind of gets caught in my throat here. The big movie of the week, Book Club, The Next Chapter.
Don't say it so somberly.
The Next Chapter.
The Final Chapter.
In a world where we read books. This will discourage you. All right, we'll be right back.
And now, the big movie review. Doug and Steve tell you everything your family needs to know about the biggest release of the week.
Okay, and the big movie review is sponsored by Paris RV. Make every weekend a vacation with an RV from Paris RV. Okay, Steve, let's get a little sound from Book Club. The next chapter.
Gianni!
Who is Gianni?
What are you doing here?
This is my cooking school.
Wow.
I'm here to start the animal's bush.
I think somebody's bush is already quite amused.
I'm laughing again already. I can't hear
that. And how about
joke.
The foreshadowing of Gianni? Like, I knew a guy in Italy.
Yeah,
and
knew a guy in Italy.
Let's just run into him.
And let's run into him, and we'll talk about certain attributes that he has in about us. I'm not kidding you, Steve. That so turned me off. And I know some people can kind of just, okay, they let it roll. I just look at that. I just go, really? Really? The innuendo, and not just innuendo. You know, once in a while, that funny line or something catches a little off guard. Old grandma has a sense of humor. But I'll tell you, this just goes on and on and on. Jane Fonda is Vivian, and after all these years, she's the eldest of the group. You know, I don't know if they make a big deal of that necessarily on the screen, but obviously she is. And check the numbers, as Steve did. She is. And she finally, remember we met Arthur in the previous movie, the person that has just loved her forever, but, you know, just didn't. Well, they're going to get married, we hear. So they decide, all the girls decide, that they are going to go on a bachelorette road trip to Italy. Now, that takes some doing. We have the Diane Keaton character who's very concerned about her husband. And that's one of the sweeter stories that's in this.
That Steenburgen that has the husband, right?
Oh, did I say Diane Keaton. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mary Steenburgen. She has the husband that has the heart condition. We met him last time as he's working on the little motorcycle. Remember
Craig
that?
T. Nelson, yeah.
And so, but she just won't let him do anything. Can't eat bacon. She actually watches him on the camera in the home while they're on vacation. And if he's sneaking bacon and doesn't want him to fly over to Italy because of this and that, and, you know, your heart, your heart, your heart. And then Diane Keaton, now she actually has found, remember? She has found somebody.
Andy Garcia.
I mean, this is Andy Garcia, and he is the pilot, and they had that invention where
You remember all that?
Extremely rich and... So anyway, we have that. Then we have Candace Bergen, who basically has retired from her judgeship. You know, she grouses that the only thing she does now is kind of the lowest level of being a judge, and that is marrying people.
Yeah.
And they never wait for the cue on, you know, you say, I do. It's now fine to kiss the bride. They never wait for the cue. That irritates her. And she takes care of her cat. Well, the cat, let's just put it this way, maybe doesn't fare very well. And
wasn't the cat's name Ginsberger?
Ginsberger. Yeah, little Ginsberger. So anyway, circumstances, the stars align. They go to Italy, and it's a road trip, and oh, everything happens. I mean, luggage issues. And I can't remember the guy's name. Maybe it's on my...
But, oh, the famous Italian...
Yeah, he was in A Walk in the Clouds. Remember that? He was the father.
Giancarlo something.
Something like that. He's a great, great Italian actor.
Yeah.
And he's the chief of police. And
apparently of all of Italy.
Right. And he ends up becoming a big part of this and finally develops a big heart and helps them get to the church on time, although it ain't a church. Steve, this movie was, I mean, I wasn't going and expecting, you know, Citizen Kane here. I wasn't expecting, you know, Sleepless in Seattle. I wasn't, I went in with very minimal expectations.
And they still weren't, man.
And they still, you know, everything fell through the slats. This is lay bad cinema, and it's because how great these actresses are.
Yeah, I can't disagree with any of that. I just thought, boy, you know, for that kind of star power, it just makes me sad that they just did not give them anything interesting to do except to go to Italy.
Yeah.
And Italy is the star of this movie.
It is. And Tuscany and that,
Venice
kind of,
and Roma.
Yeah.
And all that was beautiful. But this should have been called Wine Club. Because, as I mentioned before, they had 18 references.
Is that W-H-I-N-E?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
18 references to wine and 5 to the book. Have you read The Alchemist?
There are several books, The Alchemist, and I read the one that's more of an adventure, and it's kind of a dark tale set back in the 1890s, you know, kind of that type of thing.
That was the only thing from this movie that I got that I kind of want to know what that book's about.
Yeah.
Other than that, I adore all of these women, and it makes me sad, really. It makes me sad more than anything.
Yeah. So what's the grade?
Let's see. It's a C.
C. Are you sure you don't want to reconsider that? You have a chance to redeem yourself in my eyes.
Well, how far down are you going?
Oh, lay bad cinema. That I don't want.
Is that an F?
No, not quite, but almost.
A D?
You know, you
minus?
Go, okay, if you go four stars, Three stars is just a popcorn movie. Four stars is like Schindler's List. You know, 2.5 stars. 2 stars is just, I'm talking like
1.5?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe one?
Maybe. Lay bad cinema.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it bothered me. Like you said, some of this stuff just kind of blew over my head.
Oh, Dee was just dying. She was. But
when they're shaking the van, I thought, oh no.
Oh, I know.
It's not what you think it is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, ha ha.
Yeah. Okay. All right. As you can tell, we on the movie show love this movie, and it's called Book Club: The Next Chapter.
Wine Club.
And we're all just
praying. No more chapters.
We're praying that this book has ended. 9:30 here at K. We're almost on time.
Yeah, yeah. Almost.
Almost is a big win on the movie show.
That's true.
We are almost on time. It is 9:30 here at KSL News Radio. More to come on the movie show. Movie news is next. Okay, Steve, sure. It is time for a little movie news. Here we go.
All right.
Not just any news.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Movie news.
Action!
On the KSL Movie Show.
Okay, Steve. I'm just grabbing my script here.
You want me to go?
No, I don't want you to go. I have to go first. It's in the contract.
I wondered where that was written.
The contract with Uncle Vito. Doug has to go first.
He gets the big.
He gets the big one there. Okay. There are 2 movies left in the Fast and Furious movie series.
You sure?
I don't know. You know, it's made so much money.
Did you see the tagline for that movie? The end is beginning.
Like a beginning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, wait a minute. So that's not the end.
Fast X, you know?
By the way, it's 10, not X.
No, I say Fast X because it's cooler.
Sounds like a medication.
I'm a groovy guy. So is that fast. Andy laughing over there at me? And just okay, Fast 10.
Yes.
Fast X.
For us Roman numeral
people. You Romans. Oh, I just snorted laughed on that one. Okay, so this is supposed to be the biggie. I mean, Vin Diesel is pulling out all the stops on this. I mean, he's a big deal.
Are they going back to the moon? Or?
No. Groot is not making an appearance, by the way. But spectacular things are going to happen.
Sure.
And they're bringing back so many of the actors from the past installments. And your Jason Momoa is going to be there. I mean, Brie Larson is going to be there. And people are asking, what about homage to Paul Walker, his daughter, is going to be in the movie? Meadow Walker Thornton Allen will make a special appearance in the movie. And, you know, it was interesting because Walker passed away when they were making, what was 7, wasn't it?
I
think, yeah, it was Furious 7. Stand-ins were used, including his brother.
Right, I remember that.
And CGI, of course, used for the final appearance of the character. But this is what Vin Diesel said.
He's German now?
I probably. Diesel, what do you mean? But anyway, he said, I will give you this without spoiling anything. I couldn't imagine this saga ending without truly saying goodbye to Brian O'Connor. What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh, is that his character's name?
Yeah, that was Paul Walker's character's name. And we'll find out on May 19th of this year.
Awesome.
It's your turn, Steve.
John Travolta.
Speak.
And Katherine Heigl. Everybody stand back.
Watch out.
We'll star in Nick Vallelonga's, you know, the guy that did the Green Book.
Yeah.
His upcoming rom-com, That's Amore.
That's Amore.
Nick Venere, Travolta, plays a modern-day Marty. Remember Ernest Borgnine's breakout movie?
I remember 55,
Marty. 55. About a shy guy, never been married, best dating years behind him. Patty Amore, played by Katherine Heigl, has her share of issues, too. She's introverted, various tics and nervous habits,
really?
Overprotective father,
uh-huh.
Withdrawn from the dating world, until they literally bump into each other. Awkward attempt at going out. Families get involved. Results? Hilarious?
Did you practice this at home?
No. I just was reading
in front of the mirror?
But I buried the lead. Christopher Walken.
We're going to bury you.
Christopher Walken is in talks to join the cast. Filming begins in August. Everybody, hold your breath.
2027.
That's Amore.
That's amore. All right. Wow, that's a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on my emoting here. Okay, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, you know, is the highly anticipated sequel to the award-winning film. The Utah Film Critics Association loved
Best
this
picture.
Movie. Yeah, Best Picture, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Fans will be introduced to Miguel O'Hara, known as Spider-Man 2099. Ooh, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? The co-director, Kemp Powers, in an interview said the portrayal as Spider-Man 2099 goes beyond that of a traditional villain. And he didn't want to give away too much, but he said,
how'd he go beyond it?
While he becomes an antagonist to Miles, viewers may find themselves siding with his perspective. So, more in the Spider-Verse.
Well,
there you go.
Elle Fanning, you know, the taller, younger sister.
Yes.
She's 4 years younger than Dakota, yet she's taller than Dakota. Anyway, says she missed out on a major role in a big, she wouldn't name it, franchise, because this is what they told her. She didn't have enough Instagram followers.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
She's like, okay, fine, that's fine, whatever.
Holy smokes.
So that's why we apparently never see her in a big movies, because
I'm never going to get a movie role, Steve.
Oh, yeah, you're toast.
Toast.
You don't even know what Instagram. Yeah. Anyway, she said she is
now.
Are
you maligning my integrity and my view
I'm
of these?
I'm just maligning your possibilities of becoming anything other than a Missouri hooligan.
I was a Missouri hooligan.
That's right.
Working the Glory 3.
I know. And she, by the way, is currently a lead in Catherine. She's Catherine in The Great.
Okay, Catherine.
Which is
in
kind
the
of
great.
A funny, whatever. It's a Hulu series. Plus, she was in Maleficent, and she was Mary Shelley, which I thought she was great in. We Were Bought a Zoo. Super 8, though. Remember, she was in Super 8. She was the cute girl in Super 8. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the new Great season actually starts today.
Really? Okay. Matthew McConaughey. We're all wondering what he's up to, right? Set to climb back on his horse for another. Has he been on horses lately? A major feature project, teaming up with director Andrew Patterson, and it's a crime thriller called The
Yellowstone.
Rivals. Yellowstone.
No, he is going to be in.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. The Rivals of Amzia. I think that's right.
You know,
like Jeremiah. It's Amzia. Amzia.
Wow.
Mm. Okay, major crime thriller from Patterson.
So you get to take his shirt off?
And, oh, he always takes his shirt off. Just the previously debuted film for Patterson was The Vast of Night. That was his first movie by Amazon Studios.
Remember so, that black and white, one of the first for the pandemic movies.
Exactly. So the plot details and other cast members tightly under wraps right now, but it will be, we understand, character-focused, and it will be shot in the remote Oklahoma landscapes. So there you have
it. I wonder
if
he has a shirtless contract.
I don't know.
You got to, and bongos. Bongos, got to have bongos.
Bongos?
Yeah, sure.
You think of when he played the beach bum?
Oh, yeah.
One of his classic roles.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything here more, Steve?
That's it?
That's it? Well, that's it for movie news here.
How do you top Katherine Heigl and John Travolta in a rom-com? Come on.
Pretty darn tough. And, you know, I mean.
That's amore.
Are you going to sing the song?
I can't wait.
Like it's Dino? All right, it is 9. Yeah, if they're the Rat Pack, what are we on KSL?
We're the
Fat Pack.
I think
that got a laugh over here. Okay.
I think we can come up with a better name than that, hopefully.
We didn't even get a smile from Matt on that one.
He doesn't do fat jokes.
No. Okay. Paulette's laughing over here. It's 9:51. We'll be right back.
The Movie Show.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
On KSL News Radio.
You know what I think we ought to do right here, right now?
I'm afraid to ask, but go okay.
I think we ought to do telephone torture.
Sneak attack.
It's a big mother event today, Steve.
Okay.
Okay. So do you think we ought to have the official open of the...
If you dare.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Telephone Torture.
The KSL Movie Show. Telephone Torture.
Okay, this is a special Mother's Day
that Looney Tunes thing?
Edition of Telephone Torture. So are you all ready for this, Stephen?
Mr. Frustrated Game Show Host? Okay, sure.
No, I'm not frustrated. I am a game show host. That's what this is. It's a game show, Steve.
Finally.
Finally.
We've landed on some truth.
I always wanted to be a Monty Hall. Oh, look who's coming in, the commish.
Ten Hut.
She's going to be able to be a part of this. You know, we weren't quite sure, so we have launched Telephone Torture. Are you going to join us? Of course she is. There
She's
we go.
She's suddenly scared
She's
to
going,
death.
What's Telephone
Torture?
What do
torture? I have to do?
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, today we have fabulous prizes worth up to dollars, which includes, of course, two drinks at the Megaplex Theater.
Or drinks.
Drinks. And a tub of popcorn from the Megaplex Theaters, because you're going to be at the Megaplex Theaters. Why? Because you have two free tickets.
Ooh.
So that's it. Okay.
Love it.
Now, today the focus is on movie lines that have something to do with mother.
And here's Wink Martindale.
Either dedicated to... No, it's going to be... This is going to be big, Steve.
You're going to hose five people. I know already.
D got a lot of these. I always try them out on D.
All right. You know, let's see.
Okay. So let's go to our phone line, and we'll find out who our first victim, I mean potential winner here on Telephone Torture is. And hi, who's this? Hello?
Hi. Is this Telephone Torture?
It is Telephone Torture.
Prepare yourself.
Okay.
Don't you feel honored to participate?
I do.
Yeah. Now, here's time for your prediction. Are you going to be a big wiener, or are you going to be a loser? What do you think?
I hope I'm a big wiener.
A big wiener. We're all hoping for that
and
as
your
well.
Name, sir?
Okay.
What's his name?
Brent.
Ralph.
Brent.
Brent. Okay, Brent, you are going to pick a number between 1 and 5, and we will play the soundbite that is associated with that number, and you've only got a couple of seconds here. To name
four.
The movie that it's from. You're going to go four? You're going to go four? Okay,
yep.
Here we go.
Just so you know, Mom, I am about to do something that is very, very big, very important. When you hear about it, you're going to be very proud.
Okay.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Is that Minions, The Rise of Gru?
No, it's not Minions. Well, now, wait a minute. It's from Despicable Me. We're going to give you the winner.
Oh, you because, ruined it.
You guys because, don't even know what movie it's from.
Because it was...
Yeah,
it.
There's three.
There are three of them. And we're going to... Should we go with that one?
No. I want to hear more of these ridiculous...
You want to hear more of them?
Well, let's give it to him, but then...
Okay, yeah, I know.
We could do a Blake.
That was a tough one. Yeah, so...
Everyone's a winner?
Do you think that maybe Jeff the Whipple would cough up one more prize for us?
I'll give him a call.
Yeah, we're going to put the we're going to put the bite on Jeff the Whipple, because that one, you know, was actually from the movie Despicable Me, but I just kind of liked, you know,
what's Brent. Happening to you?
I know. So Brent, you ought a big fill in the blank.
Wiener.
Of course you are.
You even threw in a wiener.
And there. You've won fabulous prizes worth up to dollars.
Dollars.
But I'll tell you what, we're gonna put you on hold here, okay? So no, don't go away, because we want to bestow a great prize
upon
you. We
want to ruin some lives here. Come on.
Yeah, we've got to have at least a loser on the movie show. So, okay, Brent is on hold, and now we go back to our phone, because this is Mother's Day, and we have a big heart
ish.
With all of Mother's Day.
Kind
yeah,
of,
I know. It's coming up in 2 days.
Ish. But, you know, that's kind of the reason.
It's the Mother's Day rendition of Telephone Torture. Do you like Telephone Torture so far?
I love it.
Yeah, the commish is here. Okay. So she loves
it. What
are
it. You running for?
I feel a lot of love in the room right now. So let's get another victim, I mean potential winner, on the line. And hi, who's this?
Hi.
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 It's Wendy.
It's Heidi, apparently.
It's Wendy?
Lindy.
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 Now, yes. See, I would be real tacky and say, hey, it's Lucky Lindy, and she's going to win on the movie show today. What do you think?
Well, we'll see.
And people are going, you know, that's a reference to the 1920s, Doug.
Yeah, the black and white era.
Okay, so.
Yeah, way back. I'm not that old.
Thankfully, neither am I. Okay, but close. Now, let's go with a number. Now, number four was already chosen. So you have one, two, three, or five to choose from.
Let's go three.
Three. Okay, here we go.
My mom is too cool.
Okay. Ooh, that's kind of a tough one. My mom is too cool.
Say that again.
No.
My mom is too cool.
I don't think it's going to matter.
I can't hear it at all.
Okay, so you've got about 3 seconds here. One.
I can't get that
two.
One.
Not so lucky, Lindy. Oh.
Well, it was from...
So lucky, Lindy.
It was from... No lucky Lindy for you. It was from The Parent Trap. That was
yes. I totally...
Right on the tip of my nut.
That was... That
but
was
I now know that.
Lindsay Lohan.
I can totally see the scene.
But you know what, Lindy? That makes you...
Are you making that up?
No, wedding dress shopping. Sorry.
Yeah, lonesome loser.
A lonesome loser. Well, we'll see if you're a lonesome loser. Hit the button. Here we go. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? Oh, that's tough. That's harsh love on the movie
brutal.
Show.
Yeah,
back right out of the gate.
Okay.
Do you still have your loser shirts?
Well, yeah, we do. We do. Steve has the only black one that is in existence. You know, so.
That's only because it started white.
Okay. Okay, Lindy. Oh, I have so many great comments. Lindy, thank you for participating, and thank you for being a loser. All right.
Did you enjoy that, did you?
I did. Now, let's go back to the phone line. And remember, we already have one
something
winner.
Even more obscure.
Something. No. So let's go back to the phone line. And hi, who's this? Hello.
Yeah, you're getting crickets.
Movie show two. Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and get somebody else on the line. We have throngs that are ringing through right now. Hi, who's this?
This is Mally.
Mally?
As in O'Malley without the O.
O'Malley. Okay.
Lindy and Mally, what?
Mally, you
Where
have a big
we?
Decision to make. You choose number one, number two, or number five.
Number one.
Number one. Okay, here we go.
You threaten my son. You threaten me.
Okay.
Oh, I know that one.
Okay. Mally, you've got about 3 seconds. One, two, three. Oh, you're not a wiener. You are
no.
a, fill in the blank, you are a?
Loser.
That's so true. Hit the button on him. Here we go.
Le who?
Le who?
The her.
The her.
Okay. I think we would have gotten that one.
Yeah.
That was.
That was the blind
we
side.
We knew that one. Blind side.
The blind side,
Sandra
yeah.
Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
The
okay.
One Michael
you
O'Hare's
threat
it
me,
up.
You threat my son.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
Okay, let's go back to the phone line because I've taken liberties with the great, you know, great, let's see, I watch generosity, or the largesse
and,
of the Megaplex
and
theaters.
And plus Jeff's not taking my call.
Yeah, Jeff's going, I'm not calling you guys back. Okay, let's go to the phone line and hi, who's this?
This is Danny.
Danny. You sound awfully chipper for somebody who might be a loser here in a minute.
Man, Danny
yeah,
Miley
well,
and
it's Friday.
And
gotta be happy.
But you could be a big wiener.
Like a boy band.
Steve, he's just over
Let's
here going.
Take a look and see.
Doug Wright, 1-3. Doug Wright, 1-3. 1-3. 1-3. Okay. All right.
How long has it been since you were 1-3 there?
Oh,
slick.
That was my friend Kim Peek.
I know.
He was amazing. All right. So now you have a choice of number two. Or you have a choice of number five. So what is it going to be?
Number two.
Number two. Okay, here we go.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Okay.
Come on.
What movie does that come from?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve.
What movie does that come Boy. From? Got
Can back. I phone a friend there?
No, you cannot phone. That's why we're so quick here. So your time is
You might want to call Virginia.
Out. It's
you
over.
You should call the commish.
You're done. You're a loser. How does that make
loser.
You feel? You're a loser. You embraced it, though,
happy.
Right? That is
yep.
from Mean Girls.
Oh,
of course. Not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
She's a cool mom.
I say that all the time.
All right. So let's loserize this poor guy. Here we go.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser.
Nor will the movie show.
Wow.
Okay. Now, let's go back to the phone line and KSL you talk.
Know, I got to get ready for Mother's Day.
And, well, you know, yeah. Do your cats need a gift? Okay, let's
bring my cats into this. They know where you live.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to be dropping them by. Okay, let's go to our phone line. And hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve. Well,
sounds
Steve.
Like a winner already.
Steve.
One other, plus already.
Other than your unfortunate name, it's really nice to have you on the show. And what's your gut feeling, winner or loser today?
Oh, man. Yeah, based on the track record, I'm not feeling too confident.
You're not feeling too confident?
Tony Robbins.
Well, you have one choice here, and it's number five, so you have no choice at all. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Typical, isn't it? You wait 20 years for a dad, and then three come along at once.
Okay. What? Ooh.
Man, I couldn't even hear that. What?
It said, typical, isn't it? You wait 20 years for a dad, and then three come along at once.
Oh.
Ooh. One.
Three come along at once.
Two.
Is that?
Three.
Oh, my gosh. That's the ABBA one, isn't it?
Hey, we're going to give it to you.
Oh, it is.
It is that one. That's what I was going to say.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. That was it. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe it.
Well
I
done.
Am I becoming a generous soul or
you
what?
Are.
First of all,
you have to pay for it.
I'm very generous with the largesse of the Megaplex theaters. And I'm very generous. I mean, I gave two guys a real break today. See, this can be your Mother's Day gift.
Well,
you can go, do you have a special woman in your life?
Of course.
What's her name? What's her name?
Her name is Melinda.
Melinda. See, you can go up and go, Melinda, I have loved you so much for so many years, and I have got you two tickets so you and I can go to a movie at the Megaplex Theater. I'm going to buy you a drink while we're there and a tub of popcorn to share. Melinda will love that.
She's been waiting for this. Her whole life, I think.
Okay. Well, we're gonna put you on hold, and we will bestow all kinds of fabulous prizes. But, of course, there is one little chore that actually should have been shared with the previous guy, Brent. But we're going to let you do the honors here. We need to acknowledge that, you know, the losers out there, they deserve something today. So what are we going to do?
I believe we have to introduce Frank Sinatra, the man, the myth, the legend, right?
That's it.
Wow.
That's it,
wow.
Steve.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers.
This is not your show.
This is such a classy show, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, bless all those losers who make the movie show what it is.
I have the best Frank story I'm going to tell you during the break.
Ooh, it's one of those, huh?
No, it's not that bad.
Okay, now we do have one other soundbite because I always have one in the can. So regardless of how out in the ether people are, they cannot miss this question. So is it Michelle on the board here? Is that you, Michelle? Oh, it's Corey. I'm sorry, Corey. Okay, Corey.
So close.
Corey, play the idiot-proof
sounder
that we had just in case.
Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're going to get.
I don't think anybody could have missed that.
Good old Sally Field.
Sally Field, Forrest Gump. I mean, we actually
born
put the name.
Birthday.
Huh?
That's right.
Part of it filmed in Utah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
the famous scene. As a matter of fact, we see.
You took a picture.
We have a picture of the commission, the very spot where Forrest Gump kind of hung it up. Out there,
the
Monument
hat, and the
Valley.
Hair, and everything.
All of it.
Yeah, very cool. Well, there you have it. Another rousing rendition, and I need to do a real big suck up to the Megaplex theaters here because
I think pretty sure you're paying for the second one.
That's right. They go, okay, Doug, the cost of the tickets and the cost of the popcorn and the pasta. And the, so we'll be sending you a bill for now. They're going to be great. They're going to be great. I hope.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Two wieners today on the movie show. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We're going to talk with Commish herself.
Here at KSL News Radio, we think it's time to get summer started. Join us Saturday, May 20th for the first annual KSL Barbecue Cook-Off, put on by Barbecue Pit Stop and SCA Competition. It's the best of the West competing for cash, prizes, and most importantly, bragging rights. There's local celebrity competitors, music, and lots of fun activities. Saturday, May 20th at the Triad Center. Brought to you by Camp Chef, Sheridan's Home and Patio, and KSL News Radio. Let's get to barbecuing.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
The Movie Show.
Spock, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as warm and sociable as ever.
No, have you, Doctor? As your continued predilection for irrelevancy demonstrates.
On KSL News Radio.
We are delighted to have the commish herself, the director of the Utah State Film Commission, is right here with us. Ooh, ooh. Now, those are groovy glasses you've got on, commish.
Right? I like to switch it up a little bit.
Those are very nice. Cool.
Hide the fact that I need them to see now.
Well, those glasses are kind of obvious, I hate to tell you. You know, those are not subtle.
Yeah, but they're like stylish.
They are stylish.
Reading glasses.
They are stylish. Very cool. Hey, we got to talk about what's going on. I was reading a little bit some of the info that you sent over, and you know, the bucks that we make available for incentives, it pays off.
It pays off.
It does.
It really does. I know. We had a big announcement yesterday. We announced almost $90 million of production coming into the state in the next month or two. So that's big, right?
That is big.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think that it's spent here, for anybody that thinks this money just flows in a pipeline back to Hollywood, wake up on this one because
no, they're parameters. You can't.
Makes
right,
a huge
that's
difference.
Just what's being spent here. That's
right.
Not the full budget of the production.
Right. And then what filters out into, you know, other things, mm-hmm. It is absolutely remarkable. Now, we got to get an update on Kev. You know,
our buddy Kev.
You know, how are things going?
They're going good. I went out and saw the production a couple weeks ago, and they're filming out on a ranch in the middle of southern Utah, and beautiful, beautiful, of course.
Did I hear they're in Washington County?
They're mostly in Washington County right now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been great. Washington County, St. George, all of those folks down there have just really rolled out the red carpet for the production. And it just is going to look beautiful, you know, and he was directing and, you know, he was doing his thing and he's like, look, Virginia, I told you I would spend money out here. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm spending money.
Did he tell you to say hi to the guys on the movie show?
He did.
Yeah.
Like, that Doug Wright.
The lie detector just went bing, 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 bing. Okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
He's definitely, and it looks gorgeous and
good.
There's so many cool people in it and I can't wait to see.
So when are we going to see it?
I know. I'm hoping, like,
next winter, we'll see
part one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
Because he still has to go back up and shoot the second half of season 5, right?
Are they going to do that in 4 days?
You know something.
She does know something.
She always just knows something. And then the next day I hear about it, I'm like, dadgummit, I just knew she knew.
She clams up and looks guilty as can be. So what do you know?
Telling you what I know.
Spill the beans, woman.
Nope.
That's right. We have our ways, you know. And she just laughs at us.
You don't have your ways.
She just.
You got zero cards.
You got zero. She just sits over there and chortles at us. Okay, well, let's move on to something you can talk about, and that is the amazing reputation that Utah has for the Hallmark Christmas capital of the world. And I understand that Haul Out the Holly was the biggest of the 2022
yes.
Christmas season.
I know. It was the number
Haul
one
out the
film,
Holly?
Haul Out the Holly on Hallmark. Lacey Chabert was the star.
Oh, she's in a lot of those.
Yeah. They shot in and around resident or neighborhoods in and around Salt Lake and, you know, middle of the summer. And last summer, I think they shot, you know, it was like 110 and people had their winter coats
Wasn't
on.
That the one they were shooting some in Holiday? I think they were at So
like,
Cupcake
like
or something. Or
Vale or I don't know. There was a couple. I can't remember exactly. But the neighbors out there who are listening are probably like, oh, yeah, I know where it was.
It was snowing at our house and it was July. Yeah.
Potato flakes for everyone.
They just are shooting Haul Out the Holly 2. currently. So, yeah.
All right.
I know.
Can you hang in with us and we can,
yeah,
you know, continue to try to wheedle information?
I want to know what
that
German
you.
Film is.
Okay. We'll talk about all that.
The Movie Show.
Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor?
On KSL News Radio.
The Movie Show coming to you from My Hearing Centers. We'll talk again with Matt in just a moment, but we wanted to continue to try to... We want to continue
making sure everybody's awake.
Pry as much information as we can out of the commish while she
is getting anything with us.
No, I get a feeling that she's...
It's not my first rodeo. I know what I can talk about and what I can't talk
about.
She's
going to spill the
beans.
So
what's the deal with this
stuff?
German movie?
German movie. This is T.C. Christensen, our old friend T.C. He is, I don't know, this is not the name they were going to release it under. Originally it was 1939. Mm. So this is a story about missionaries in Germany and getting out right before the war. Great script. And T.C. does great work.
He does.
So it'll be fun to see that.
So right now it's just... titled German film.
Take it up with TC.
Yeah.
He got lazy at the end.
We'll have to call TC, you know. Absolutely. So what else are we spending a few bucks on to get a gazillion dollars back here in the state of Utah?
Well, yeah, we talked about the Hallmark movie. Cub Scout is a great indie kind of a teen thriller brought to us by Matt Hader.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know that last name.
Yeah.
John Hader's
brother. John Hader's brother. Oh.
From Napoleon Dynamite fame. Quirky, funny comedy, which will be fun. We don't get a ton of those. And then War Driver is the one I'm excited about. They've been trying to get this made for a while. I think they had some casting issues, but now it's fully cast, which I can't quite talk about, but it's a great cast. And this is kind of a tech thriller, you know, computer heist. Bank funding goes missing. What's happening?
This kind of got the big bucks, too.
Yeah, it's a big film. Yeah. And the stars are great, so it's exciting.
Super.
Yeah.
All right.
But you can't tell us who the stars are.
No, not yet.
Okay.
But tomorrow. It'll be out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Anything else we need to have heads up on?
Well, maybe you saw this week that it's the 40th anniversary of the beginning of production of Footloose.
Wow. Wow.
And the students of Payson High are making a big push to get Kevin to prom next year for the 40th anniversary of the release of the film. And I will just say, like, if you did, Fox 13 did a great piece on it a couple of nights ago, and you should look it up because it is absolutely, like, the most fun, charming thing ever.
Yeah.
The whole town is involved, the mayor, the kids are leading the charge. They've just got such great ideas. I went down and met with them, and just there's no way Kevin can say no to this. I just think we're going to get him here.
He's a fun guy. He'll do
it. He's a fun guy.
Yeah. When you look at where they shot now, every time I go by the mill, their Lehigh Roller Mills, I remember the fields and everything around it, and oh my goodness, the world has changed.
But, you know, this is Payson's whole thing, is they are out to reclaim the fact that majority of the film was shot in Payson, with just the Lehigh Roller Mills as kind of the outlier location.
That's right. You know, it's absolutely true, because most of us, we think of the Lehigh Roller Mills.
Well, but such an iconic location. But...
Yeah, and it's still there, and it's iconic, as you mentioned. But boy, you know, Payson. You know,
Payson High School, that's, you know, it looks exactly the same, and all the stuff where they play chicken with the tractors is all the same. But Payson High School's getting torn down in end of 2024. So it's kind of another, like, nostalgia reason to celebrate.
All right.
So, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Virginia, we love having you on the show. You know,
love
it's
to
always
be here.
Fun. Every month we have the commish.
Telephone torture.
Hey,
you like
are you addicted now?
I'm in. I'm going to come early every month.
We'll have to work it in so, you know, the commish can be part of it.
Yes. She knows all the answers.
We filmed in Utah telephone torture.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
You know, really, filmed in Utah.
Yeah.
I keep wondering, when are they going to do a movie show, you know, the movie or the...
Movie show. Because this is fascinating.
Scream,
you know,
cinema, doesn't it?
What we do is incredible. I mean, it could be the Wienerverse.
I do forget that we're actually filming this.
Just kind of went right over the commissioner's head there.
As well.
Because someone once said, you were passing notes during Doug Wright. I was like, How'd you know that?
Yeah. Oh, they watch us.
I didn't know.
Actually, this is KSL management. They don't care if anybody else. They just keep an eye on us.
No one sees it. But
so we don't go completely off the rails. Commission, thanks so much for being in Virginia. We love having you here. All right. The Utah Film Commissioner herself is with us today on the movie show. She actually deigns to come down from on high and commune with the movie show once a month.
The Movie Show.
You probably think this world is a dream come true, but you're wrong.
On KSL News Radio.
Stephen, I think it's time for us to review a movie.
What?
And if you want to see Jennifer Lopez in a tough mother role, this is it. Let's get a little sound. Here we go.
Run!
What's your plan?
She needs protection right now.
Who are you?
From here on, you do everything I say.
You're driving.
I'm 12.
Let's go.
Wow. The mother. This movie opens in a unique way where she is being interrogated by the FBI. She's in the protection program type thing, and you go, and she is just really dubious. I'm like, you guys aren't safe. This is not a safe house. I'm not safe. You're not safe. And they're going, oh, we're the FBI, hard, hard, hard. We're taking care of you and everything else. Yeah. And they're strutting in front of this big window, and you go, okay, this isn't going to be good. But she keeps telling them, you know, we're not safe here. And all of a sudden, bam. You know, shot rings out.
Pew, pew, pew.
And then all of a sudden, you know, they're getting out, and she takes over. And one FBI,
if she wants to live.
One FBI guy gets shot, and she drags him to safety, and because he was running up, and again, don't get in front of the wit. Bam, you know, and you go, okay, we're learning the lesson, and so should the FBI, that you do not, in a safe house, just hang out and strut in front
even
of windows.
In Indiana. Doesn't
yeah, even
work.
In Indiana. So anyway, you know, all of a sudden the people are coming in. She's doing everything she can to save the life of the one FBI agent, including a little super glue action. But this guy, you know, just is stalking through that. And they've already killed, you know, how many people? Like 7 FBI guys and, you know, who knows how many of the attackers. But then all of a sudden they scan down and she's already set a little bomb. You know, how usually it's a microwave. It's not a microwave this time. And all of a sudden, we see that she's pregnant. And this bad guy comes up. And oh, what unfolds from there is just, and they put her on the rampage track. Let's just put it that way. And stabbing this pregnant mother was
actually, that was a shock to me.
It was a shock to me, too. I just about fell out of my chair. And then we go on this odyssey. What is she going to do? Because I will say this, she does become a mother. And then there's all kinds of things that are set in motion that I really don't want to give away for people. But there's an odyssey of protecting a child and what happens to the child. The FBI guy, you know, who is kind of in on all of this. It's I found it interesting. This is not a great movie, but for me, it was like 3 stars. I liked it. It was entertaining. It was fun. I thought Jennifer Lopez was amazing. I thought some of the supporting characters, including a little gal that shows up later in the movie, did an admirable job. Some interesting eclectic characters. I like this. 3 stars.
Yeah, no, I can't argue that at all. I think that maybe Jennifer Lopez says, you know, boys, have a seat. I got this. Statham, John Wick, they can all, Liam Neeson, she did everything that they normally do in a movie and maybe even more. I mean, she's a marksman, which is, you know, a couple of scenes are hilarious because no one can make that shot, but my favorite moment in that movie was when she's crawling under the cars.
Oh, yeah.
And then finds a rickety old truck.
And breaks through.
And goes underneath.
Now, she could do that in my truck.
Yeah, probably.
My old 280Z.
My old 50 Buick. She didn't even have to break anything. I almost did a slow clap on that one. I thought, okay, so there's a lot of cheese in this. But there's also some really intense moments that she is ready for. There's to the point where I thought she might be better than some of the material that they gave her to do.
Yeah, heartwarming, too, in places.
Yeah, and the stuff in Alaska, I gave it a B.
A B. Okay, hey, our special correspondent, we're not even going to go with his music because, you know, kind of we're tight on time. But Andy, what did you think of it?
I'm a little lower on it than you guys. I did like how
I didn't think that they leaned too heavy into the punch brawl stuff, because that always takes me out of a movie when a, you know, Jennifer Lopez looks great, but that she could take down three burly guys at the same time. I always struggle with that when I watch movies, and I didn't think they made her do that. She was the sniper, and then she used that skill to great effect.
So what's my issue?
It felt like three movies: a teenage drama at one point, a survival, and an action. I gave it 2 out of 4 stars.
What I heard in that review is Andy says he's beneath us.
Yes.
Isn't that what you heard?
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. Did you say a little lower?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many stars?
2 out of 4.
2 out of 4. All right. Yeah. 2 out of 4.
And by the way, this is on Netflix and it is rated R.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, all right. Very much so.
Hey, as a matter of fact, we're going to save our conversation with Matt Deering coming up in just a moment. We've got to tell you about what's happening here at my hearing centers. And it really is time to call. 801-701-1629. It is, of course, my hearing centers. Okay, Stephen, yet to come on the movie show. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We've got our streaming news. Let's see, what other movies do we have?
Well, we have the Ben Affleck. Hey, honey, if you can make a movie, so can I.
Yeah.
Hypnotic. We've got Still, the best movie of the week with Michael J. Fox. We have Crater. And then we have some streaming stuff to talk about.
Stuff?
Good stuff.
And you didn't mention the movie show Top 10.
That was an oversight.
Call Climate Services, Stephen.
Okay, because I was looking at the clock. And
okay, are you ready for this? We are coming up. It is exactly 10 o'clock
or
11 o'clock. Well, it's 10 o'clock on the coast.
Nice try.
It's 11 o'clock. Even when I hit it right on the nose, I blow it. You know?
Panicked.
This is KSL 11 Social News Department. Oh, wow, they're on time. All right, how about if we do a little streaming news?
Yeah, sure.
You ready for that?
Yep.
Come on over here, Andy. Join us for the streaming news.
Planning on a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Okay, streaming news here at KSL News Radio. We've invited our friend Andy Farnsworth to join us. He's kind of like the Prince of Wales of the movie show. You know?
I'll bite. What does that mean?
That means
waiting in the wings.
He is waiting in the wings. It is just one step away from the throne itself.
Wow.
Wow.
No ego here.
No. Well, there's lots of things that aren't here today. So, okay. Walking Dead. Are you guys Walking Dead fans?
No.
No, I'm not either. So.
So why are you bringing it up?
Because everybody that I talk to, they go, oh, yeah, The Walking Dead.
No, you're right about that, too.
I know. And I go, and I've tried. You know, I mean, I haven't devoted my existence to it, but I've tried a couple of times, and I like zombie movies as long, you know, but oh, my goodness. But anyway, we have some streaming news. AMC has just released the official trailer for The Walking Dead, Dead City.
Walking Dead sure get around, don't they?
I know.
They do a lot of walking.
So
L.A. to the other side of the country.
These are the spinoffs that are out there. The Walking Dead ended its run after 11 seasons, and there are other things. The first spinoff of the franchise was Fear the Walking Dead, and that's about to end its run in its 8th and final season. And that's going to premiere on May 14th. But The Walking Dead, Dead City. I understand there's going to be like in Manhattan or something, you know, kind of like the edge of Dead Night. It's going to be. Yeah, The Walking Dead, Dead City will be June 18th.
The Walking Dead Special Victims Unit, The Walking Dead Organized Crime.
The Walking
Dead. Are
those
coming?
Almost
Walking
Dead.
Walking Dead X.
Walking Dead X. Okay, what have you got chortling, Steve?
Well, okay, so I love most of the stuff on Apple TV Plus that I've been seeing over the last few years.
Not to mention Ted Lasso.
But I got to tell you, City on Fire, which is new this week, has not hooked me in one way or I don't like the characters. I don't really know where they're going. I watched three or four of the episodes, and I'm like, no, I don't want to keep going. Hmm. I mean, Silo for me is like off the charts amazing. Watch it. They've actually already greenlit a second season, so you're not going to be left hanging on the cliff,
okay.
Which always drives me crazy.
Yeah, I was very happy to see that news this week for your sake.
Yeah. Oh.
I haven't finished the season yet.
I know you haven't, and it is absolutely fantastic. I'm so glad. And that's probably one of the reasons I wouldn't have recommended it if they hadn't greenlit the second season, because there is so much more to go that they haven't told us about. It's kind of like Lost, you know. You know, you kind of get hooked on it. This one, though, is really well done, and it's Rebecca Ferguson. I mean, yeah. Come on.
This is Silo, by the way. We moved Silo. On from City on Fire.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. Did I not mention
it? Don't you hate it when there's a great show? I mean, we witnessed this, you know, going into space several years ago, and you see the season, you're riveted by it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they say, never mind.
Was that Something We're to done. Mars? Or?
And it starred Million Dollar Baby.
Hillary Swank. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, nothing is resolved. You're still...
They just barely landed on Mars.
Yeah.
And then the movie ended?
And you're done.
It was a series.
And
it was really well done.
I was
hoping somebody would pick
done.
It up, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched City on Fire, and I was like, that if you read the synopsis line, you're like, that's intriguing. A girl is shot. You know, how she connected to all these scenes. And then you watch it. I was watching, and I was thinking, this feels like a teenage drama. Like, with grown-ups, but a teenage drama. So I looked it up, and the guy, the executive producer, made Gossip Girls and The OC, and I was like, never mind, I get it.
Okay.
So I guess it's maybe we're not the target audience on this.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. It's a rare miss for Apple TV+.
It is.
The Full Monty. The Full Monty is going to be on Disney+. Now, it's
a movie or a new series?
No, this is a new series. It's been a quarter of a century since.
It better only be part of a month.
Robert Carlyle led a group of unlikely strippers to box office glory in The Full Monty.
Haha, uh-huh, get it, box office.
Ba-dum-bum, thank you, we'll be here all week. And now the original cast is back in a brand new series on Disney+.
What?
I know, but there shall be no skin. We understand.
Well, duh, Disney+.
On this one.
Maybe
yeah, no
Hulu,
kidding.
I can see it. But.
No sign of any stripping at all this time around, and it's a legacy sequel is what they're calling it. Same comedy-drama wheelhouse that made the original movie a massive success. The Full Monty, without The Full Monty, apparently, will arrive on Disney+ on June 14th. I'm trying to imagine this.
Yeah, it makes no
this
sense.
Especially with the original cast. I mean, they were not spring chickens 25 years ago. You know, so anyway. Yes.
Maybe that's one of those that Iger looked at and said, you know, we need to maybe do fewer series right now.
Yeah, don't you love the feud between Iger and Florida right now? Is that the craziest thing you've ever seen?
The fights.
Sweet Tooth is another one that had a first and now a second season, and they will have a third season. So that's another one that could have just dropped off and disappeared. But the first two seasons are definitely worth seeing. And now the third season has been greenlit. So if you're a Sweet Tooth fan, you will not be left hanging, trying to figure out what in the world is going to happen with that kid.
All right. I have to ask this question without giving anything away. Now, you know, I'm watching Ted Lasso, you know, week to week to week to week. Have you seen the whole deal?
I have not.
Okay, they're only dropping episodes 2 days before they air.
That's right.
But this guy, unbelievably, sometimes gets the whole season when the rest of we mere mortals don't.
Well, there's a special place.
There's a special place for you. Oh, we know that.
No, and Andy knows where
and
it is.
It's warm.
A special place. The thing is, it's a kind of unnerving because I'm not sure where it's going. And I've heard people going, season three is a disaster.
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't either.
I think they've done some nice stuff. There's some weirdness.
Yeah.
But overall, I think, how are you expecting this to wrap up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure Nate's going to come back and probably run Richmond. And
I used to like it when he was Nate the Great.
Yeah.
You know?
But at least they're giving him some, you know,
he's not just
some
the
humanity.
Whole villain of the whole season.
Yeah it's going to be Rupert all the way. He's the jerk. Right.
Boy, he's getting almost sniping whiplash.
He's ridiculous.
You know, yeah, that's getting a little over the top.
But
so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And that'll be the last of it,
I know. That's going to be a sad but wonderful day.
One
for
more
me.
Mention. Bupkis, you mentioned it, and you said horrifying first episode. So, of course, on that recommendation, I thought, I've got to see what this is. This is Pete Davidson, and it's really about his life. But the amazing thing about it is Joe Pesci plays his grandfather.
Yeah.
And he's unbelievably brilliant.
It's his uncle. His dad's brother.
No. He's grandpa.
Are you sure? Okay. Well, you watched more than I did.
I watched it all the way through.
I got the impression it was Edie Falco's brother.
No.
We'll have an arm wrestle after the show. But meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Father, okay.
And Edie Falco's in it. And so the thing is, you got Pete Davidson's raunchiness. But then you have these moments of, oh, my goodness, that is amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
So I can't recommend it, but if you're a Pete Davidson fan, and I know a lot of young people are, it's really pretty good. Okay. There's a lot to wade through.
Okay, you will know within 1 minute if you're going to watch any more of the series. I'm not kidding.
Pop quiz. Joe Pesci's greatest role.
It could be this, but I would say Goodfellas.
That's The Irishman.
What about My Cousin Vinny?
That's The Irishman.
So there's only one right answer here?
Of course. Oh. And it's from me.
I'm telling you what, Joe Pesci in this is really, really good.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we have got to take a break. We will come right back with more of The Movie Show here at KSL News Radio, broadcasting from my hearing centers.
Movie reviews and Hollywood news. The KSL Movie Show.
Hey, speaking of The Movie Show, you want to be a member of the club, right? KSL text line 57500. Join The Movie Show Club. All you have to do is text the word movie to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. And boy, last week we proved what a benefit it is to be a member of The Movie Show Club. Am I right or am I right?
Very fun having everybody show up.
It was fun. It was last Saturday morning, and we kind of, you know, we showed the movie at 10 o'clock, and we got things underway around 9 o'clock, and, you know, hanging out in that beautiful lobby at the Megaplex Theater at Jordan Commons, and we had Star-Lord there.
That would guy. Okay.
With us. Yeah, he was very cool.
He was really
so
good.
A chance to have your picture taken with Star-Lord. Some people even wanted their pictures taken with us, and I don't know what was wrong with them, but.
I don't either. I went home and saw the picture.
I discovered some Movie Show Doug Wright super fans.
Oh, hey, there. Yeah. And, you know, and a couple of people, you know, I paid them so they'd like Steve, too.
He shot to
tie the pork chop around
pork
the
chop,
neck.
Yeah, that's
the pork chop around the neck. Yeah, absolutely. And Andy joined us for that. And it's always so much fun, you know, to meet the people that listen to The Movie
They're
Show.
So cool.
Some of them are even normal.
No, yeah. that can't be right.
No, that's a gross exaggeration.
My kids were there. What are you saying?
We were
trying
there,
to make his point.
Oh, dang.
But it was so much fun, and we so appreciate everybody who not only listens to The Movie Show, but you've joined the club, and you were able to join us at that movie show screening, and we have all kinds of great things planned for The Movie Show Club.
The invoices are in the mail.
The invoices in the mail. Whatever. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to talk about The Movie Show Top 10.
10, 9. The KSL Movie Show Top 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You know, I'm not sure if that little goat knows the rich mantle that he has taken upon himself.
I wonder if he'll win a Marconi.
Well, you know, if they'd known about the Movie Show Top 10, I don't think that might have happened. Okay, you ready, guys? Here we go. Number 10 is Sisu.
I've been hearing amazing things about this movie. Everyone that's seen it and like, why haven't you not seen Sisu? Apparently, it's John Wick times 10.
Wow. A little violence, then, is what you're saying?
Like, if you pick on the wrong guy, this Finnish dude who was a war hero, yeah.
So none of us have seen that. No. All right. And it's been
I've seen the trailer. It looks cool.
Been out 2 weeks, made about, what, $6 million. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant, not to be confused with other covenants that are out there. 3 weeks out, about, $15, $16 million?
Yeah, it's a disappointment because this is actually a pretty good film.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah. Which one? they were giving me a clock.
Guy Ritchie's.
Oh, no, that was one I couldn't get to.
Okay. Then Air. You know, I really liked Air, and I'm just amazed it has not done better. I mean, $50 million back in the old days was a big number, but today, in 5 weeks, that ain't great.
Yeah, made another 35 foreign, so it's at 85.
You seen Air?
That's one I really did like.
Yeah.
Right up my wheels. By the way, it's coming to streaming, I think, tomorrow, today.
Is it?
Yeah, so that might be another reason it didn't make as much.
Air, really, really good movie. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. You know, even though I'm not familiar with the Dungeons & Dragons overall deal, I mean, I'm aware of it, certainly, but I don't know the intricacies. I like this movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's made over $200 million, but it should have done a lot better.
Yeah, and it fits nerds and non-nerds alike can enjoy it.
It does nerds, walk that fine line.
It does.
Yeah.
Nerds and unnerd. Okay, out 6 weeks. John Wick Chapter 4, what can we say? It is just, whoa, off the charts. And with the kind of money this thing makes, right now it's over $180 million domestically, internationally.
226, so it just went over 400, 407. And so we're going to see a John Wick 5.
I was going to say,
without question.
It's hard to imagine. And there were even some allusions to, you know, that, well, you know, maybe, you know, be a little soap opera-ish.
It's going to be a little tough.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I did see that one. Closest thing to a video game I've ever seen depicted in a movie, even though it's not based on one.
Love Again. You know, Love Again did not do well. And on every level, predictable, everything else, you just kind of go, are you kidding me? But I have to admit, I kind of got a kick out of it.
You know, I have to admit, too, that I probably was a little harsh on that film.
Yeah, you know, it, but boy.
What do you mean harsh? You guys killed that movie.
Well, no,
apparently it only made $3
million. I absolutely gave all the verbiage of panning a movie, and then I went, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Okay, sure didn't make any money, though. Number four, again, one of the best movies I've seen this year, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I gave it 4 stars. I just couldn't find a reason to discount this movie, but it sure hasn't made much money.
No, and I'm not sure why. Maybe it's the title? Maybe they think it's too religious? I don't know, but it's certainly not, and it's really a good movie.
Well, it's well made. I think it's going to get a second life once it gets to streaming, though. I think that's when everybody else is going to discover what we know.
Yeah. And then there's Evil Dead Rise. None of us have seen it.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it. No. Without Bruce Campbell in an Evil Dead movie, I'm out.
I know.
I refuse.
We had so much fun when he was on the movie show a while back. Okay, number two, the Super Mario Brothers movie. Steve and I really disliked this movie. And Matt, how many thumbs up are you giving?
How many kids did you take?
You watched it through your kids' eyes, right?
Oh, yeah. For kids and for fans, it is awesome.
But for you personally, if you'd been sitting there without the kiddos...
Well, I'm a
you've
fan.
It'd been creepy.
So it would have been awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you are a fan?
Yeah. I've grown up. I mean, Mario was.
All right.
Mario
was
Kart
my,
guy?
Was my
you?
Childhood. Yeah.
Okay, cut his mic. And
I liked it a little bit, but I was really disappointed. I don't know. I expected more somehow, and I
like
didn't get
story?
It.
Like a story?
I think I liked it more because I heard your guys' review before I watched it.
Ooh.
Yeah, by the way, thank you. You're welcome to everybody who enjoyed
my expectations
it more.
Were so very
the
low.
Bar was
very
set low. Really low.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, and the opposite can happen. You know, somebody raves about a movie, and you're going, well, yeah, that was cute, but
Kung Fu
on.
Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle.
See,
you need to watch it again. You need to watch it again. Okay, and then finally, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I like this movie. I really did. But, boy, I'll tell you, animal lovers have a real hard time with this. Honestly, if I had taken Dee, she probably would have had to walk out of the theater. She cannot stand that
This
stuff.
One's seen it twice, Stone. What do you got?
Oh, Stone. Okay. Oh, here we go.
He's got some opinion here.
All right, Stone, what did you think?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Now, what would you have given it after the first viewing?
Well, I had bad seats on the first viewing, so I think that helped on the second one. The first one was like 6 out of 10, but I love Guardians, so.
You got to tell them what you brought along. Tell everybody what you brought along to our screening.
Oh, my Lego Milano ship, that big one. That was awesome.
It was cool. People were wanting to
liberate we dropped
that.
It.
Yeah, sorry we dropped that. But
guy asked me how much and how much you got.
Yeah, how much you got. We'll sell it. No problem. Guardians of the Galaxy. It's doing well. I mean, about $120
million. Oh, it's at 139 domestic, 206 foreign, 345 total.
That's amazing.
So it's doing well.
All right, Guardians of the Galaxy, sponsored by our friends at Call Climate Services. It's the movie show Top 10. All right, while we have Matt here, we've been dragging him in to be a critic with us right now. Let's talk about, I notice you're looking at all kinds of statistics there. Do we still have
I was looking at this whole animal thing going on in Guardians. I don't know. I know nothing about it.
Well, so. you know when it opens, and there's this little cute creature with his little fellow, you know, cage mates, and they look raccoonish. Mm-hmm. And a big guy's walking down the hall ponderously. The cage door opens, and the big hand comes in, and the little creature's cowering there. And, it's...
Except one. One's staring at him, like...
Yeah, but even
but everyone else character. Got behind him.
Yeah,
you know,
but
so.
Even he is going, oh,
what am I doing?
And we learn a lot about Rocket in this movie. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it looked like it.
The Movie Show.
It is not a donut hole, but a smaller donut with its own hole. And our donut is not a hole at all.
On KSL News Radio.
Well, this is a movie that not only I wanted to see, but my wife, who is a big Michael J. Fox fan, wanted to see as well, called Still. Let's get a little sound. Here we go.
That's him. That's our star.
I want this job. I can do it. Whatever the exception is, I can fix it. I can be older. I can be taller. I can be anything.
Okay, let's talk about this movie. I love Michael J. Fox.
And you're going to love him even more once you realize what he's gone through with Parkinson's. Talk about an incredible film and the bravery to actually sit there and have a conversation with all the tics that he has. But the brilliance of this film is using actual footage of his movies to make his points as he goes along.
Yeah.
So you're getting all these great scenes, and they're marrying it right into the conversation that he's having about his life now. And it is absolutely spectacular. Probably the best documentary I've seen this year. Unfortunately, if you don't have Apple TV Plus, you're not going to be able to see it. But that's where to find it. It's called Still, A Michael J. Fox Story.
So what's the grade?
A minus. I don't know why. Again,
A minus, yeah.
I always feel like I have to save the A for something, but it's as good as you get.
I'll tell you, I've read some of the books, you know, and where he's narrated them himself, you know, when we're traveling and that. And
you actually see him doing terrific. That in the movie.
Yeah, he's terrific. Do you have a grade on this one, Andy?
Oh, for the half that I've seen, it's amazing. And really, the way that he's talking about his life, and they're using clips as if.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. Crater. Tell us about that.
Disney Plus movie is about a bunch of kids living on the moon. They're in a colony. The one kid, his father dies and tells him there's a mysterious crater out there in the middle of nowhere. He steals a rover, and these kids go on a little adventure. It gets kind of sad, though, because his dad was a miner on the moon and has passed away. There's something there that he left that he wanted his son to have. So there's a somberness to it as they're having fun going there. So I thought the tone shifts was a little goofy. McKenna Grace is in this. We like her.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I gave it a B minus.
Where do we see this?
This is Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Have you seen this one, Andy?
Goonies on the Moon. Yes.
Goonies on the Moon. Love that. All right. Now, Hypnotic. I mean, we have Jennifer Lopez, who has her movie out.
Right.
And we like that. You know, it's called The Mother. Well, what about Ben's movie, Hypnotic?
Well, it's in theaters instead of on what is Jennifer Netflix?
Hers is Netflix.
Yeah, and so you can see this one in theaters. It is a movie about somebody that can mess with your mind. So it has a look of Inception, you know, where scenes change. He's a cop. He has lost his memory, so you got Memento kind of a feel in there, and it's a crime thriller. But then it's more than that. It's about a family trying to figure out who they are. It kind of messes with your head a ton to the point where you don't really know what's ever really real in this movie. And so it kind of left me unsettled. It's kind of a cool film, but I don't know. What'd you think?
I'm putting out the sticky notes, are they?
I liked it better than The Mother. But at the end, I wasn't even 100% sure I knew what had really happened.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure.
A lot of critics really like that, when you walk out scratching your head and you have no clue what just happened, and it ends up being the best picture of the year.
Yeah, I know. That's what we'll find with Bo is Afraid. There's also another one that just kind of got thrown at me, Blackberry. You know, we had the Tetris movie, we had Air, and now we have Blackberry, the making of. It's actually hilarious. These idiots from Canada put together this, you know, this BlackBerry little machine.
Yeah.
And they're just a bunch of goofballs. And then big companies like, well, we'll throw billions of dollars at you. And so they go from rags to riches to then, oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
When they see that iPhone, they're like, oh, crap.
Oh, yeah.
We're dead.
Yeah, so, I still have people go, well, I still wish I had my BlackBerry, though.
I know.
I really do.
Well, President Obama was a huge fan, didn't want to get rid of it. So it's Jay Baruchel, Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, plays the you don't even recognize him. So it's one of those great little movies about a corporation that went, wow, and then went, talk about an explosion.
Absolutely. So that's how do we see this?
BlackBerry is only at the Tower Theater, right? Broadway.
Broadway Theater.